What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single goddamn week, and we talk about pretty much anything we want to, but we mainly let you know that it's coming from the minds and mouths of two black men.
Yep.
We have wives, we have children that just started school.
Damn right.
Been in for a little minute. We are uncles, we are brothers, we are cousins. We are the black man.
Yes. And we are vasectomy-me-me's.
Yes.
Whatever that
means. We part of the SWAT team.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Shooting blanks.
Yeah, sperm without a tail. SWAT, that's the acronym.
I'm like, SWAT team.
The same dude that chopped yours. That's what he told me. He
What's said, his name? Dr. Hyman.
Ironically, his name is Hyman. Anyway.
We got our legs out today.
We got our legs out today. Yours a little browner than mine, but we got our legs out.
You see it?
Look, I'm going to tell you why. We shot, this is going to cause an argument, me and Angel's podcast on Monday. Right after that, we had a school event. I don't know if y'all know this, but out here in California, it's been in the triple digits, and not 100. It's been 110, 108, 111. It's been hot. And we had that event right after we shot, and I wore jeans. And I had to go out there in that hot heat.
Yeah.
Because it's okay when you're shooting a podcast. You inside, you in AC, you wear pants. I usually wear pants just because visually I think it looks better. Just for me, on me. It don't for nobody else. But for me, I just like the look when I wear pants versus shorts.
Most people like that.
Huh?
I said most people like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. But after that, I said, look, we got like another week of this hot temperatures. They're going to get these yellow ass legs on this goddamn because I can't do it no more, man. Luckily, I think after today, it's supposed to like drop down. Yesterday, it dropped down. It finally like cooled off. Mm. And it was still in like the mid-90s. Everybody's like, woo. Temperature finally went down.
The baby, Micaiah, loves being outside. Loves
it.
I go out there and work out, and I tell her to come outside. She closed the door on me.
Oh, she won't go outside. She already know what's up.
Yeah, the heat is messing her up.
You go outside. Who's the son mad at?
Hey, there's no bugs, no mosquitoes.
Nah, it ain't.
Until the sun drops, them things don't come out.
Yeah, mosquitoes can kiss my ass too.
You see that the mosquitoes are spreading disease now. More disease. Yeah, I know they always have.
Yeah, they always have. And I had to look that up of how you can't catch like typical blood transfusion diseases that humans pass back and forth. Mm-hmm. It don't spread in mosquitoes. And I had to look that up. I remember reading it. I think the enzymes in them break all that down or something.
Oh, so dang, that is weird.
It is.
That's wild.
Yeah, I was reading this. I was like, I Googled it and went down this whole rabbit hole. But yeah.
It's old boy fault. What's his name? Gates. He let all them mosquitoes loose with malaria and shit.
Oh, but we can date back to his ancestors because they've been spreading malaria and smallpox and everything else trying
Gates
to clear out
crazy.
Anyway, you got anything you
want to? Yeah, let me get this off my chest, man. I hate it so much. It be getting underneath my skin. Going to a hotel. And you go use the restroom and you find some in the toilet.
In your room?
In the room. Oh, as if the person just cleaning the room was like, let me take a dump. And they didn't flush the toilet. Second, you taking a shower, bathing, getting all nice, and then you start feeling the drain is clogged up, so now the water backing up, touching your feet. Oh, my goodness. That is the worst, man. And I hate it. These are the most common things to make sure it's working in the room. Yeah. The sink, the toilet, and the bathroom. Right. Make sure the water is draining, man. And if you take a shit before I get there, flush the toilet. How do I pay my money? I walk in.
I'm
like,
paying my money after
we
that.
Getting off the flight. We drive to the hotel. I'm like, oh, I got to go to the restroom. And now I'm like, oh, What the hell is this? Yeah, that's almost
feel like walking to your house and seeing a stain and ain't nobody home.
Man.
Who been in here? You know?
I called down to the front and the lady was like, oh, we'll send some. I was like, no, ma'am. I want a whole new room. You put somebody else in this bush.
It wasn't even cleaned, apparently.
Man, because.
Now, the sheets clear. Did they get swapped out?
This is what happened. I flushed the toilet. I'm like, what up, man? I used the restroom. Take a shower because I got to go to the venue early. Mm-hmm. In the shower and the water start pop. I'm like, oh, no. I get out, soap it up, wash off, or dry up. I mean, I ain't even got my drawers on.
Went down there wrapped in the towel. Should've. Wrapped the towel around your waist. Walked in there soaping
your
waist.
Should've did it backwards so when I walked away, you see my booty. Got there, kiss my ass. I called, like, ma'am, I need a room now. Yes, sir. So when we go to these hotels, Kev has his status. So he's like ambassador status. Yeah. So they're like, oh, yes, sir, Mr. Fredericks, this, that, and other. And I'm like, yeah. Everything they talk to Kim, but they talking to my ass. But I hate that. Make sure the toilet and the bathtub is clean, man.
Nah, that's I'm right there with you. I wouldn't be able to take that. I'm real close to wearing flip-flops in the shower anytime I'm in a hotel anyway. Depending on how the floor looks, I don't like for my feet to touch the floor.
Okay.
I can't. I'm kind of a what is it? Not even OCD. I don't like germs. Like I'm a germaphobe. I can deal with dirt all day.
Yeah.
If my hands are dirty from doing something, working out like a car outside, I get that. Mm. But if germs are not where they're not supposed to be, I can't take it.
Yeah.
The sheer thought of stepping in barefoot, the drain backing up, anything like that. That drain backing up, everybody's dirt is coming out of that, touching your feet, not just yours.
Y'all gonna feel me on this because ain't none of y'all gonna see I'm tripping. So if your drain is backed up, usually it's hair that's built up. Now if you in a hotel and it's built up hair, how many mothers done been in there and the hair done backed up? So you probably got 50 different strings of hair. Then let's just say somebody get down and dirty. They bust it and that gets down up in the drain.
That's coming up too.
Or
all of it. And that's where my mind
piss goes. Everything.
That's where my mind goes.
Now your toes
when
are
I
just.
When I say human germs, I'm talking about human void.
All that.
All of it. Pee residue, all of it.
Throw up, because you everything. Know they getting drunk. Now this is on my toes, man.
Nah, that I don't like. If I'm at a public pool, goodness. I'm putting on shoes when I go to the bath. Like, I can't. It bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, I've been acting like COVID was around long before COVID was around. Doorknobs and stuff. I got that from my dad. You out in public, don't touch that doorknob. You know, because they work in hospitals and doctor's offices, so they already know what's up. Stuff be spreading. I'm with you.
Oh man.
Just thinking about it.
It tears me up. It really, man, that's nasty. It's really.
It is.
And then when you're washing up, your washcloth fall into the water pulling up, and now you,
yeah.
I mean, I'm all the way in the back of the shower.
Don't touch the lava.
Trying to rinse off.
I would say every time we've moved into another house, a new house, I completely disinfect everything, specifically the sinks, the kitchen, bathroom. Yeah. I use dangerous chemicals.
Yeah,
like, I would rather this be hazardous in this moment rather than touch somebody else's germs. Yeah. I can't do it.
It's terrible, man.
But I'm going to get this off my chest real quick. As y'all can see, me and Greg both have luscious beards.
Mm.
I trimmed mine down. Can you tell?
Oh, I can.
I couldn't. Look, I'm going to move for, if you watching, I'm going to move for the camera a little bit. It's trimmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
I just couldn't take it being lopsided no more. Like, it gets out of whack.
It does.
And I'm constantly, like, rubbing my beard down like that. I noticed I got a habit of like stroking my beard down. I'm like, it's only because I walk past a window or something and look and flaring out at the sides at the bottom. I was like, I can't do this no more. I came close to cutting it even shorter. Just a little bit. Yeah. Not shaving it off, just trimming it down more.
It's short, but I mean,
you really can't.
I think you can get away with it.
Yeah, that was getting on my nerves for like probably like 6 months. I was on the but we I knew we was starting the tour. And I said I don't want to look just pop up in everybody's face looking like, different.
Who that?
Yeah. Who's this little chin over here?
Man,
you imagine taking this out?
I don't even remember how I look.
The only reason I remember is because I just posted some pictures. Yesterday was
with Marcus.
Tuesday, on his birthday, and I remember when I just had the real close cut goatee. I was like, that's what I look like, but I had hair too. So,
and then this makes a total difference.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, that's why my beard is so high, because I ain't got none of this.
Yeah, that's why I have a lot of hats that I don't wear, because when I bought most of those hats, my beard was shorter. Now that it's longer, the hats don't look right on me.
Oh, dang.
So now I'm re-ing up on hats. Just having any type of hair you have is high maintenance. Unless you wear like a real, real low cut. When I had hair, I always had enough hair to have waves on my head. And anytime you put on a shirt, a hat, hood, something touch your head, you got to go brush it. Because it's going to mess it up.
Yeah. One thing I don't miss about that.
Yeah, the only thing. Do I wish I still had a strong hairline? Absolutely. I ain't gonna lie.
I got killed for it.
But hey, this is where we at. I still rock his look. It's sexy. I have noticed there's a dad at I've noticed multiple dads at any other schools that my sons are at, but there's one guy I ain't seen him in probably like 2-3 months. Anyway, he started growing his beard out.
Mm.
He's a bald too, but he's like real. He has a real structured face, like strong cheek line and everything.
Mm.
But he grew his beard out a little bit. And it's like all gray. And I seen him. I was like, oh, man, I like the beard. He was like, thank you. He said the same thing that every other dude says. Yeah, I started growing out. My wife said she liked it.
Yep.
He said that. I said, my wife told me the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'll never cut it again.
Yep.
It's a good look. No hair with a beard, depending on how you wear it. It's a good look.
Depending on the shape of your head, too.
Yeah, that's true. It'll help if you got a messed up head. If you ain't got no facial hair and a messed up head, it's going to look worse.
I'm sorry for you, playboy.
Yeah.
Oh, in the Atlanta show,
So
the lady that told us about her husband going bald, and she didn't know how to tell him.
Yeah.
She was at the Atlanta show. Yeah. So she was like, Greg, it's me. I told you about my.
Yeah.
And I looked. I was like, oh.
Did he still have his head?
It's real, real.
Man, you should have just went on faded, and faded. You should have did a solid, Goose. Be like, hey, playboy, go on, shave it off.
Hey,
Goose, that was your opportunity to help her.
I was like, oh, what's up? But the way he had it, it wasn't that bad. By the way, it was dark. And he's kind of dark skinned. But he's cut it so low though.
Let it go.
He still has this.
And then
it's just this back here.
That's the worst part.
Nah. If I still had this up here, I'll still have mine. I'd just be like, I'm Beijing the head
all
the back
Goose,
of my head.
All summer, Goose going to have black sweat running down his neck.
Well, I just take that, cut that piece out, put that glue, and put my little unit right there. Boop. A little hat.
Yeah, mine got weak on the sides, and then right here, it started getting a little weak. I said, all right, time to let it go.
Mine stay strong, stayed all the way up in here. But this back here.
Goose hairline came through his nose.
These corners. They were gone, boy. Straight up Batman, just like a McDonald's sign.
Yeah, there was a dude.
The Arch.
I was going to say, we've been here, so I'm going to stay here. There was a dude. Was he an architect? He did something in design and construction for commercial buildings, and they were building out one of the suites that in the commercial building that I was over.
Mm.
And so we had meetings with him every week. Joe something. Start with a V. Vasquez, I think. I can't remember. But anyway. I don't know how old he was. He couldn't have been that much older than me.
Mm.
But he had the full cul-de-sac, right? Like, nothing right here on top of his head, all the way back here. But he made it work. It looked like he went to the barber and said, make this line strong.
Goodness.
That was just his look. And I'm thinking because it looked like he's developed that probably at a real young age.
Mm.
And when you saw it, it didn't even stand out. It was just like, I don't know how. But when you see his cul-de-sac, it's like, he actually making that work. Cause I don't know if it's because he always dressed real clean. Maybe that helped.
Did he have a wife or girlfriend? Boyfriend?
I don't know. I can't remember if he was single or not.
He ain't had no good friends around.
I don't know. He dressed expensive. I was like, is that what's helping? Because we would talk about it after meetings, like, Joe be clean with his cul-de-sac. And all the girls was like, he does. They was like, hey, he actually makes it work. You know what women say.
That's how them dope boys be. Them dope boys be fresh as hell. And then they headline be all, but you so memorized by the chains and the car.
The car clothes. Play boys. Dope boys be chubby half the time.
One of my partners, that man be taking video and he'll be like this, but they eyebrows be up high as hell. He be like, then the headline was like, now see, I'm a friend. I told him, I called him. I was like, hey, man, cut this shit off, man. Like, for real, dog. Cut it. He was like, you really think so, Sean? I'm like, cut it off, man. Next video I saw him, he had a shake, and he looked way better.
Yeah.
Way better. That junk. They be getting it fade, tip faded, everything. And then had the nerve to put the Beijing right there on top of their forehead.
I stay away from them. I was cutting the twins' hair last night because they started school today. And one of our babysitters and the whole family, there was some other people over at the house. And one of them was joking around. She was like, so you going to put the white line on him? I said, he will never.
Oh, that chalk. You
don't have to move out of my house before they walk around with that chalk line on their face.
I thought the chalk was only to outline it and then you use it.
I thought it was too, but I seen way too many dudes walking around
keeping
with
it
this goddamn white chalk line on.
I need to ask, I know a barber. I need to ask him why.
Yeah, and I was telling them, I think I said it on here. I remember back in the day, I used to go to my boy when I did have hair. He shaped me up and everything, gave me a lineup. He did it with a razor and it was too straight. Mm. I said, man, follow up with the Clippers because it looked too straight.
I looked too fake, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, we've been there for a minute.
Fellas, we ain't talking about y'all.
But we are.
Yeah, because we was once you. We were there with you.
We was there. Right. Look, this is where I got to when I finally shaved my hair all the way off. I was already wearing it extremely low.
Mm.
And I'm like, because I had that fear too of, man, I ain't got the right shape. My head too long.
Yeah.
I do got a long head, but I was like, nah, it's too long. But then I was looking, I'm like, you already see like my entire scalp because I'm shaving it so close. So one day I just took the clippers and shaved it all the way. Angel was mad. She got over it though.
Oh, damn. Also, do y'all see other bald races, man? Like bald Chinese guys, bald Hispanics, bald.
You seen the bald Latino guys?
I don't see them as often. It will be.
I be seeing them.
It will be a room full of us black folk. 10 guys, 7 of us will be bald with beards. Yeah. Easy. What's going on?
I see all the other races. Not as much. Not as often. Definitely Latinos.
I don't see that many bald head Latinos. Latinas, Latinos.
Think about it. When we was at Friday after next Friday, the Joker, the brothers, the three brothers, ain't one of them bald.
I mean, I can't.
You
even
probably
remember.
You see it. You see it.
I thought they all had hats on.
You see it often enough. I don't think you pay attention to it.
Man, I don't know about
Watch that FedEx dude walking here. He Latino guy with a bald head. Because you seen like the guys that's tatted up on the head, right?
Oh yeah. Now, see, I used to work with some Latinos, HVAC. They all had those tattoos on their head, but their hair, it's almost like they cut their hair voluntarily, though. Because even when they go bald, you see the outline of everything on their, like, oh, he ain't bald. He just showing his tattoo. But, you get some black guys together. White guys, Latino guys, Asian, Indian, whatever, together. Now, we going to be bald.
Now, we live in a heavily populated, is it Armenian?
Yep.
In where we live at? Now, I don't think I've ever seen a bald head.
Oh, no. Armenians got hair.
They got a lot of hair, yeah.
Everywhere. ears, nose.
I'm pretty sure he don't watch this, but my neighbor had hair plug surgery. He went to like Turkey. What? And it was a whole lot more. It was a lot cheaper over there. He was like, yeah, I went to Turkey, got it done. Because I seen him. He looked like a Barbie doll. You know how they got the, when he first got it.
Oh, yeah. Because
I seen it. It looked like he just had surgery on his scalp. And now it's like full, but he's still thin. I don't know if it was on purpose or not, or it didn't take. But I seen him like yesterday, the day before. I was walking out to get the mail, and I looked. And I'm like, now, I know you got the surgery. What happened? What happened back here?
Probably doing it in sections, man.
You ain't going back twice to get that done. Not to Turkey.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They say Asians be having hair pieces.
Yeah.
And they said they ain't never seen a bald Indian.
No, the Indians got hair too. They got a lot of hair.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's in our water. Something's over here in America.
Yeah, we ain't supposed to be eating and drinking the stuff we already eat.
Man, they tan
us. Go Africa. Everybody, all black people got, unless they just shave it out voluntarily.
Yeah. Dang.
Anyway, moving on. So you was talking about, hold up. The Goose was talking about if you ain't on Patreon, you started two different conversations before it started.
So this couple, husband, wife, and child, started getting sick in their house. And the husband felt like it was the hot water tank. And the hot water tank sat right by the front door in a closet. So he had the hot water tank investigated. And I think he even changed the hot water tank.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
He got a new one.
Because the hot water tank could, you know, gas, water settlement, water leakage, all this other situations he thinks is causing his family to get sick. So,
and they noticed the odor.
And then,
yeah, it was that's, a bad odor.
That's why he thought it was the hot water tank, because of the odor. So then it just dawned on him. He was like, man, somebody's tampering with this area over here. I need to see what's happening. So he puts a camera in his plant outside of his front door. So this man, and I think the guy is a scientist or a nurse.
Doctor. He had on scrubs.
Yeah.
So he's something in the medical industry, I think.
Biochemist, I want to say.
Yeah, it might have been that.
Comes around the corner, has a syringe, whatever, you know how they shoot up dope, a syringe. Has this
syringe.
Right.
Why'd you take it to dope?
Because that's a syringe, dope. That's what folks.
I was thinking hospital or medical. You just went straight
to
dope.
Oh, okay. Syringe when they give you your IV and all that other stuff. All right. That's what I'm thinking.
Goose's poor truck pass. Look,
man. A syringe where they might give you your shot, your vaccine, give you the jab. All right. So he has chemicals inside of this syringe and he's shooting the chemical underneath the door.
Yeah. He's like injecting, I think, through like the weather strip, the threshold.
Yeah. And he's getting this inside their home. Ain't no telling how often he's been doing it, but he's been doing it enough, long enough to where the baby and the mother was hospitalized. So he caught him on camera. If that was me, I wouldn't have called the police right away. I would have waited till I saw him outside. I would have beat his ass. Then I would have called the police. Like, I would have like beat this dude to a pulp. Like,
and you got reasonable cause, because if he got a syringe in his hand, that's a solid with a deadly weapon.
Or I would have waited till he did it again at my door. I would have opened it up on him. Woo!
I think the camera was probably just there to record.
Like, yeah, it was there. Live.
But man, that's you do something like that endangering. I don't know what the chemical was.
That's what I'm saying.
If there's long term effects to it, but you endangering not only me, my family.
And they say he did it because the family was too loud.
Yeah,
I guess he lived below them.
Yeah.
But yeah, endangering your family.
Man, look.
What's crazy is that this chemical exists. Whatever this chemical is, it doesn't even have to touch your skin. It's just airborne. Yeah. And this random biochemist is walking around with it.
Well, either it exists or it's just something he concocted up. He in the over in the lab, he got the know-how to, this is going. And here's the thing. It's what I was thinking. Was the chemical itself was making him sick, or was because of the odor, maybe, I don't know if it was the bad odor that was making him sick, or if it was the chemical itself being ejected into the atmosphere making him sick.
Whichever way.
But regardless, it don't matter. Like you said, it don't even matter.
I'm kind of confused on what you're saying. The chemical.
It's almost like getting car sick. You know what I'm saying? Or anything else. Like if you pick up some Pine Sol, start smelling it. If you smell it long enough, it's going to make you nauseous.
Okay.
It ain't the fact that the Pine Sol is making you nauseous, just the bad odor of it. See what I'm saying? I don't know if the purpose of the chemical was to make them sick or just to put out a bad odor.
Ah, okay.
That's how, okay, I'm going to reword that.
Okay. So the guy was like, let me put a stink bomb in here.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it was
and
that.
It's just going to smell like cat piss because cat piss stink. It's just going to bother them upstairs.
Right.
Not. I don't think it's going to make them sick, but okay.
But it don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Anything bad that happened to him, he need to be charged with the worst possible thing. Were you trying to kill this family? What were you trying to do?
Woo, man. That's one instance where there's no rules now. There's no rules. If I go to jail, I go. Hey, whatever. You injecting. Hey, man.
I'm about to inject that into you.
That's what I'm, and that's another thing. He walking around with this thing. Imagine if it does that from you just smelling it. What if he injects it into you? Like, you about to go. Know. You about to be upper room.
Yeah. I couldn't even look it up, see what it was called. But people are crooked. I don't trust nobody with nothing.
This is funny as hell, man. I be at the grocery store. And usually, because as black people, you know, we don't fear white people at all. If you go down an alley and there's a group of white boys, you struck on down, whatever. Mm-hmm. Go down an alley full of black guys, you like, okay, what's happening? Why they congregate like this? What's da da da? It is what it is. You could say it's racist. I'm black. It whatever. Anyway.
I was going to say, I don't have those thoughts.
I have those thoughts. I'd be like, hold up. You know, you watch your back. Now.
Dang, Goose, you just as bad as they are.
No, you know, you got to be prepared, man. Now in the grocery store, if a white person or any race gets behind me, I literally turn around and I look at them to make sure they ain't up to no good. Because I feel like that's how they going to catch me slipping. Me feeling comfortable around them. I've had literally people in the grocery store double back and get behind me to do stuff. I'm like, oh, what's happening? I got to watch them because people do stuff like this guy got a syringe putting it underneath the door. He might have put it in a spray bottle and sprayed me in the grocery store or something.
Yeah, no, I ain't never equated race to nothing when it comes to a group of people. I ain't never trusted. I would trust us more, my people, more than anybody else. Like, there was this couple months ago, I'm at the bank, and I'm standing at the ATM. That's when our bank was switching over from, because U.S. Bank, them assholes, bought our credit union, right? So it became a U.S. bank. So the ATM was, the inner stuff was messed up, but you could only use the ATM for like a couple of hours. And I'm like, well, let me just go out here and do a withdrawal. Anyway, standing at the ATM making my little transaction and see this woman park because I'm, you know, watching my surroundings like I always do at any ATM. And she parks and she comes, she stands behind me. So quite frequently, regardless of who it is, I constantly turn around and make sure that they know that I know that they're behind me. And they know that I'm keeping an eye on them regardless of who it is. Old white lady. And she ain't that old, but she's older than me. And she was like, oh, it's just me. I can't cause you any harm. I said, I don't know that.
True.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. I don't care who you are. You don't care if you my height, my size, my age, or much older than me and much smaller and much weaker. I don't care. Anybody.
The the robber that stole the most jewelry, like the amount of money in jewelry, was this old 84-year-old black lady. She would go to jewelry stores and somehow steal the jewelry right in front of the people. And she was getting arrested. I think she might have passed away, but she was like 84, still doing it.
Here, there's just another shooting in what, Florida?
Yep.
White guy. Walked up into the grocery store, told all the white people to get out because he wanted to kill black people.
And so.
And you worried about us, Goose.
Oh, I'm worried about us because.
I am ashamed, Goose.
I worried about it because I've been robbed by us and I've been beat up and jumped by us. I haven't yet ran across a white boy or another race.
That's because you was in that done beat my ass. Doing that to each other. How many people ass did you done beat?
That's what I'm saying. Huh? I ain't done nothing to nobody. I love my black people. Okay. I love myself more though. All right. another story. There was this. Hold on, I got to look it back up. This is more on a lighter note. All right, this ain't nobody getting trying to kill nobody. This athlete, I can't remember his name. Big boy athlete. He was running the 40-yard dash, and his balls fall out.
Everybody, man, I thought you was gonna get to the swimmers.
Hey, when I tell you the swimmers, oh yeah, okay, we
so
get
we
on that too.
Way into the Look, main topic. Yo,
this boy, this
balls falling
this
out.
Boy balls. Oh, what's his name, man? Okay, all right. Well, we can get off of that. Howard, you dang. See, now I'm equating. Anyway, let's get off that. Howard University swim team makes history. They win the They win the championship, the men's diving, and
diving and swimming, or
swimming and diving. They won their first conference championship in over 30 years, and they're a black team.
Black team,
Which is outstanding.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of black people in no type of water sports. And what was the statistic? It was like
1.5%. 1.5% of 295,000 swimmers are black swimmers. 1.5%.
And out of that 1.5%, they don't want. That's amazing.
2% black people make up 2% of swimmers on the collegiate level. Only 2%.
That's crazy.
What's up with I can swim. I swim fat. I swim like a fish. I love swimming. I guess we don't have that. Where I'm from, all of our high schools in the area there was only one high school. They had a swimming pool. That was Columbia High School. No other high school had a swimming pool.
Yeah, no, that's why most claim black people can't swim. It's because particularly African Americans, I don't know if you know this, but in Africa and all these islands, the people swim like sharks.
Yeah.
Black people. But over here, we don't have access to water like that.
Yeah.
A lot of white kids, a lot of other races grow up with swimming pools in their backyard.
Yep.
They got swimming pools at their school. They have community pools in their community. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, the way the United States was set up was to keep black people from having any type of, freedom like that to be able to have access to anything. They were just trying to keep us from buying houses. So, there were laws to keep us from buying houses. So let alone an area and a property big enough for a majority of us or even 50% of us to have access to,
a pool.
So that's the only reason. That's the only thing. Like, I feel like I'm a good swimmer too. I ain't going to say, I thought I was an extremely good swimmer. I thought I was a fish until me and Angel took our honeymoon to the Dominican Republic.
What happened now? What's
them can swim. Oh. We did this excursion where we jumped off 7 waterfalls.
Okay.
But to get to the waterfalls, you hike up to it. Most of that hiking is swimming in the water toward, you know, you swimming toward water that's coming the opposite direction.
Oh, so y'all some salmon.
No, you can't swim. You have to hold on to the side to walk. Dang. You know what I'm saying? So there was out of this group of, it was, I don't know, 15 of us, maybe 20. There was only 3 guides. And so one would be helping everybody down into the water. The other would be helping everybody up into the water. Sometimes it was the same guy.
Dang.
You helped me into the water.
He run up.
How did you make it? Because we all taking the same route.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, man, this got to be a better way because that water is rushing towards you. You can't, you can barely hold on. You go, you ain't going to drown because it ain't really deep enough. You could still, even a shorter person could probably stand up and get their head above. Mm-hmm. But you still got to stay close because the water's rushing fast. I said, you know what? Maybe it'll be easier if I like try to go under and swim. I go under and I am swimming past like a couple people, but I'm holding on to the rock to help me. And I'm looking and one of them is under me. Swim like a goddamn shark.
Yes, man.
I see him just going and I'm like, I can't walk that fast. As fast as he was swimming in the opposite direction of water.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, I can only swim. I can't swim. I can only black dude that didn't grow up with a swimming pool swim that can just survive in water swim. I am not a swimmer like that.
Water is crazy. That's
when I realized, like, okay, so maybe I'm not what I thought. No. Like, I'm still the type. I will, if we go out on a boat snorkeling, I like to jump in without a vest on because I feel it's easier to swim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that type of dude. But for real, I'm like, nah, I'm going to trust somebody else. Every time we go on vacation and we see them black people out there swimming that's from them islands and stuff, they are sharks for real.
That's wild.
But anyway, that's why a lot of African Americans, they say we can't swim because majority of us don't have access to water from a young age.
But the ones that do apparently be running things. Oh, swimming things.
Yeah.
Not what running things, they swimming things.
Yeah, swimming things.
Y'all like, get that? Yeah.
So with that said, black people being amazing athletes, we watched this documentary. I know Here's the Thing covered it. We're going to come from a different angle called BS High School.
Yeah.
Or BS High. That's what the documentary is called on. Is it Max?
Just HBO.
Is it HBO?
Yep.
No, I watched it on Max. We ain't got HBO. I think it's on all of them.
Okay. Whichever way.
I think Max and HBO Max, I think it's all the same. I don't know. Anyway, BS High. That's beside the point. BS High, basically, it's this documentary. Some of y'all may have heard about this football team that, what was it? What's it called? Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah, Bishop Sycamore.
Bishop Sycamore. Basically, this dude, I ain't going to give the full story. We're just going to give our opinion on these people. But basically, this dude started this program. I don't know if some of y'all may have heard of it. What is it? IMG? Is the other football?
Yep, big, IMG is
like the big time. They
it's
like
the high Patriots of high school football.
Yeah, big time league. Anyway, this dude started another program to basically do the same thing as IMG. He wanted to, you know, have a big football team. There's a lot of scandal behind it. Apparently, he had grown ass men playing on this team in their 20s, but they were apparently just getting their ass whooped by these high school teams. These top-tier high school teams. But the dude is a criminal. He's a scam artist. And this documentary clearly shows how much of a lunatic he is.
He's delusional. So this man creates a school on paper, basically. A Christian, wasn't it a Christian school?
It's a religious school.
A religious school that he created using his mother's nonprofit organization.
His dead mother's nonprofit.
Yep.
Just to let you know how much of a piece of shit he is.
So this is how he uses that nonprofit to collect money. And he was literally going through neighborhoods recruiting kids that didn't have a college career in sports, but were telling them, hey, if you want one more chance at making it to the pros or making it to college playing football, come with me and I'll, you can join my school, join my team. I got you. You don't need any money. You don't need any of this, any nothing.
Yeah, he's basically just going around selling them
a dream.
Yep. That he had no intention on. I don't think he had any intention on them making any of that. He didn't care. He was in it for the money. He basically took all these. What he did is he set it up. These kids, they all they want to do is play sports. All they want to do is play football. He knew going into the hood, going into these lower income areas, finding kids that are hungry, that truly want to play, that are really good. He targeted his own people and was like, I can make this happen for you. They basically brought them in. You know, you bring kids into a program, they don't know what's going on. Oh, just sign here. He took out PPP loans.
Yes.
In their name, ruined these kids' credit.
Yep.
One of the kids, after all this happened, the quarterback,
yep,
after they done played on ESPN live in front of the world, got beat down, like, what was it, 60 to nothing or 30 to nothing?
70. No,
I think they only 50, won like two games in like 3 years.
58-0.
Yeah, they had a horrible record, which lets you know how much he didn't care about these kids. The fact that you have to know what that does to your – you got to understand what that does to somebody's psyche. Mm-hmm. Their whole thought process, we doing it this, we going doing all of this hard work, and we ain't won a single game, and he don't care. They didn't have medical people. People were getting hurt. These kids was out there getting hurt. They didn't provide helmets. The quarterback had
was sharing
his helmet. They were sharing helmets.
Yeah.
There was one kid that got hurt. They like, get up.
These dudes were tearing their ACLs on the field, tearing their ACLs. They had no trainers, no medical help or anything. And then the coach would literally grab them, like pull them up, like get off the field, basically. He took those PPP loans out, telling them this is your tuition.
Mm-hmm.
He took two $20,000 PPP loans out on one kid, and he was like, I didn't sign for this. I didn't do this. I didn't do that.
Because they got their signature, social security number, address. They have everything that they need.
When he signed them up, he made them sign these waivers, and they gave them all their information because they trusted the coach. This guy, the quarterback, Grambling State recruited him and was like, mm-hmm, cool.
He got committed.
He committed to Grambling State. And then after Grambling State figured out he played for this non-existent, the school was non-existent. Mm-hmm. It was not a school. He made up this school. It was not accredited. They didn't go to class. They didn't have teachers. This documentary is crazy.
So
Grambling was like, oh, we don't want anything to do with this, and drop this boy.
Yeah. Grambling was like, they dropped him because of that. And he's going around, he's basically hindering these kids from doing anything once they get involved with him.
Yeah.
Now, especially with this HBO documentary, ain't nobody gonna want none. He got at the end, he was talking about, oh, I got 250 schools that won't play me because they know they're gonna beat your ass. They know they're gonna beat your team's ass because the team is not good because you don't know what you're doing.
But he also lying. Ain't nobody.
Oh, he's definitely lying.
Yeah, ain't nobody
he's,
trying to
domestic
play
abuse.
That.
He done got arrested for that. Look, hold up, just real quick, ladies and gentlemen, if you in any abusive relationship, please don't fall for the whole look. You made them do this to you. That's what that boy said. He said he told her, he hit her. He did something. He got real physical with her and said, look what you made me do in front of them.
Yeah.
She didn't make him do anything. He's doing that willfully. If you in any situation like that, nobody is making you, or you're not making anybody physically harm you or mentally harm you, any type of thing. They're doing it on their own will. I just want to get that out there because I hear that all the time. That'd be the main excuse of people that are abusers. Look what you made me do. Anyway, the thing that pissed me off about this piece of shit is you see these kids, their life is basically ruined for a good amount of time. One dude, the quarterback, was considering suicide.
Yep. He told his mama he didn't want to be here no more.
This is the thing that really pissed me off about him. And the documentary kind of hit on this a little bit. You can see the crap crazy this dude is just when he's talking. Have you ever seen a documentary with somebody staring dead into the camera?
Not the way he was. And his little dumbass sidekick.
We're going to get on him, too.
Yeah.
Sidekick is a piece of shit, too. But, look, I ain't been nobody's football coach ever. The only coach I've been is I was coaching my son's track team. I did that for 3 years. The way kids look up to a coach is a huge responsibility, and I did not realize until that moment. Parents would come up to this one father. He was a coach. He was coaching a different age group. And long after I was even coaching, he still, every time I seen him, it was two fathers actually. Coach Tank, oh my God, she misses running for you so much. He misses running for you so much. The biggest part of their day is they would come home after practice or after a meet and say, Coach Tank told me I did really good. They would just light their whole day up. And I'm like, God dang, these like, is that big of an impact?
Yeah.
You got kids getting in trouble in school. Their moms, specifically single moms, is now, I'm their coach, they love running track. Now they're coming to me saying, I told him if he doesn't straight, I told the teacher, tell him that you're going to tell Coach Tank. Mm. Like that type of responsibility. This piece of shit knows that, how much people look up to a coach. The fact that he would take that and exploit it and take advantage of these kids like that. There was a situation where this homeless guy broke into his car.
Oh, right? Yeah. And they caught him breaking into the car.
He caught this homeless guy breaking into a car. I think practice or something's letting out one night. And he tells the kids, he says, see, he ain't never had a father. And he takes his belt off and beats the dude.
And then the kids allow,
for like 5 minutes.
But then allows the kids to punch him and kick him too. Yeah.
This is how much of an oxymoron that is. Yeah. The homeless man broke into his car to steal something that wasn't his. This man, this piece of shit, Roy, whatever his name is.
Johnson, I think.
Roy Johnson, if that's his name, has been stealing things that aren't his. The entire time. He ain't never had a father. He needs the shit beat out of him the same way that he beat that man and let them kids jump in. All those kids need to group together and find. this is the problem. When you damage somebody like that,
yeah,
that many kids, that many people,
yeah,
they will be men. At some point in time, if any of them decide to go back and find you, whatever happens to you, you deserve it.
You do deserve it.
You deserve every little ounce of anything horrible that happens to you in your life.
Because now those kids are going to be like, dang, my coach didn't give a damn about me. So when they get older and some situation pop off, they're going to be like, well, my coach didn't care about, why should I care about you?
Right.
They're going to have a very nonchalant attitude when it comes to sympathy, empathy. They ain't gonna care because they were shit on like that. Yeah.
Now, as bad as this dude is, Goose already said it. This piece of shit sidekick he's got.
Oh yeah.
But this man to do everything, he's still sitting beside him wearing this shirt. Mm-hmm. They logos don't even face the same direction. You see how? You know how like this, like the Sparta
helmet, face, yeah.
They were two different sides. Yeah. He deserves anything that the coach get.
He kept giving excuses for this man.
He seemed like he was the abused spouse in that relationship.
Something, man.
Dude got up. He was like, "Well, you know, we really care about these kids. You don't care about the kids. We want them to. You taking advantage of these kids."
Yeah. He was saying, we just want them to like us as much as we like them, blase, blase. But at the same time, the guy would do this. This is how criminal-minded he is. He would call grocery stores and order chickens, right? Order rotisserie chickens. 50 of them. And don't go pick them up. So at the end of the night, he knows they're going to mark them down because they got to sell them. And then go try to buy them all for like $1 or $2 a piece.
At the end of the night, they start getting rid of those because they can't keep them overnight.
So that's how he was feeding the kids.
If he fed them.
Because the kids were saying the kids were going to grocery stores and gas stations stealing food because they didn't have any food. This man was... Man, I don't even understand how this was happening for so long. Cause they played what, three seasons?
Two or three seasons.
I don't know how this was happening.
And didn't win a full hand of games.
And the kids weren't getting educated.
Nah.
So now you just got some, I mean, the kids ain't dumb, but I'm just saying, they ain't learning. So what now? Then you just release them out there into the world. Hey, you tried to play football, but you didn't prep them from nothing else.
So here's the thing, like a lot of people are saying, where were the parents? So as horrible as this dude is, he's actually really smart. He the way he had everything set up to mimic other schools that were actually doing this. Two, when you have kids like this, all they want to do is play football. If you can convince them that, you know what, they ain't going to be like, oh, I ain't taking no classes. Mom, Dad, I'm not taking no classes. They just know they're getting to play football, and they know that as far as they're concerned, they're going to end up playing for a D1 college.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. So he's basically manipulating the kids to lie to their parents. There was a couple of little boys. Like one little boy said they asked for his social security number and his signature and asked him to sign something. And he called his dad and was like, this is what they asked me for. And his dad was like, no. He was like, either tell him to get rid of it or you take the paper and get rid of it or whatever, because they shouldn't have that. So he reached out to him and said, hey, I need that back and y'all get rid of it. They was like, okay, we'll shred it. Of course they didn't do it. So he was basically just, you trick somebody that's younger and less experienced than you to let you take advantage of them and you can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
He's breaking the law and getting past and scamming things, the whole grocery store thing. Anytime he did something illegal, he would just convince the kids that, hey, this is what dope boys do. This is what drug dealers do. It's like, hey, man, you want to be like me? Keep this to yourself and act like me. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, they are young and they're impressionable. So it's easy for them to sit. A lot of kids go off to football camps. This is a new one. There was no research to do. They just knew it was a religious school. And they were, you know, it was a football camp and they were doing classes. They can do research on other ones. Okay, this school does this, does that. The crazy part about this is there's no laws against what he did. Because they didn't think, like the dude said in the documentary, who starts a fake school? Nobody does that.
And take advantage of kids. And it's easy.
There's gonna be laws now, I guarantee you that.
It's easy for somebody to take advantage of, especially the athletes, because you hold their dreams you supposedly hold their dreams in your hand, because a coach can be the deciding factor whether you get signed to this college or that college, or if you got any type of playing time, you think he's the holy grail of something. So these kids were already not they weren't top athletes. You're right. So they couldn't command, nah, coach, I'm going to go to this school. I'm going to go to this. They had no schools to go to. So this guy made it shiny, made it appealing, and they took the bait. What I'm so confused. See, the documentary, they don't go really deep into how everything really, really went down to me. Because like you said, where were the parents? The classes, where were they staying in these hotels the entire season?
No, they were, they had spaces at that center that he was renting out. The hotels he was ripping off. Remember, okay. he would give the business card and be like, they're going to send you the invoice. He would he would go to FedEx, copy a check.
Yep. Write fake checks.
Yeah, basically write a fake check. Mm-hmm. And be like, well, the money was there. You'd be like, the money was there. You know, that's just a hold. That's just a hold. That is nothing. He was, oh my God, I hate this dude. If I have a relative and I hear about my nephew, my little cousin, getting taken advantage of in this manner, I'm like, well, where's this dude at? Let's go pay him a visit.
Somebody gonna see by him.
Somebody's definitely gonna see about him. Just after, if it ain't one of them kids that's nailed already, I guess in their 20s.
Or even people that don't watch the documentary. If I would see that man now, I would disrespect him verbally. I wouldn't run up on him, but I would disrespect him verbally just to let him know how despicable, despicable, disgusting this dude was. Y'all watch this documentary and you'll see what the hell we talking about. Because as an athlete, my whole life, my coach from 4 years old, if I see him now, I would get happy and I, coach, what's up? Yeah. It's to have a coach do you like that. It's them boys were breaking down, crying.
To be a football coach,
man,
I could not imagine you putting people. Look, when I'm coaching track, I'm just trying to get these kids' endurance up. Sometimes I'm a little tough. It's like, no, push through all that fear that you have, all of that. Even exhaustion, sometimes you got to push just a little past it. Look, we just running 100. This is the shortest thing you will ever run in your life.
Yeah.
We're going to do a whole bunch of them. If we running the, if your sprint is the 100, guess what you practicing? The 200. Why we got practice that? They don't like it. Football, track, all you're doing is running.
Mm-hmm.
You just running. Get your endurance up. You're getting your speed up. Getting your power up. Football, you putting your body on the line every single goddamn day. You getting hit. Football is a violent sport. Basketball is physical.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer is physical. Football is violent.
Yep.
Okay? People get concussions. People die from the sport. Like, it's a serious game. And for somebody to be like, for kids to get injured, they got torn ACLs. They got dislocated shoulders. They got all of this going on. And all they want to do is get back in there and continue to play because they got something to prove. For you to take advantage and to know that you have that type of power in your hand to take advantage of a child. Like, man.
For it to all, go to and hell. Then, yes, go to hell. For, and then for it all to be fake.
Yeah.
Man, I used to, playing baseball, you would, man, what's my my batting average? How many stolen bases? How many errors did I make? Or how many home runs did I make? I mean, you might do your own little, stats yourself. Just, all right, this is what I did in ninth. This is what I did in 10th. Yeah. Thinking people are paying attention to you. And to come to find out all of this is fake. No one even, nothing you did mattered. Right. If they would have won every game they played, it wouldn't have mattered at all. And the guy, this dude Johnson, his whole thing was, I gave the, what if they would have beat IMG? Then we would have been He would have been coach of the year.
This was crazy about this whole thing.
Which wouldn't have happened.
And it kind of pisses me off that we even talking about him. He just wants to be known.
Yeah.
He don't care if he's known for good or bad.
And he says this.
He wants to be known. He said it literally. He just wants to be known. He don't care what happened to them kids. His little stupid ass sidekick, who don't nobody know your stupid ass name. He don't care what happens to you. He just wants to be known.
Man, this is why.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
That's why I turn around when people get close to me in grocery stores.
You going to turn that?
People are crazy.
Dude, your people are crazy.
You don't know. You got this guy with a syringe. Then you got this on a whole nother spectrum. You go from a syringe then to a guy on a whole nother spectrum, creating a fake school, somehow recruits kids, somehow convinces them to take PPP loans out. Each one of these kids.
It's just sign here.
Yeah.
They just eager to play. They excited. The same way the quarterback got excited about Grambling calling him.
Yeah.
That this dude coming up. They just playing and they in there on the street in the neighborhood. It's like, hey man, why don't you come play football for me? Of course, what I gotta do here? Sign here, put your social security.
And that's what, okay. So on top of that, that happens.
Yeah.
Then you have people live in some crazy situations. How are these high school students, like you said, you in the street playing football? This dude come up, hey man, you should play for me. Blase, blase. Mm-hmm. You're in high school. What guardian are you going to and saying, hey, this coach right here just pulled up in the middle of the street saying I can play for his school. And the guardian, parent, whoever it is, like, cool, let's go. Let's play.
Yeah, and he got the paperwork.
And you agree for your child to go to this school that you don't look up, that you don't research. The school doesn't even exist. And then on top of that, some more crazy. The school is now somehow figured out how to get themselves in the schedule of regular schools and to play regular teams.
Yeah.
Who was manning this? Who BS Bishop whatever high school?
Bishop Sycamore.
They're playing Cedar Grove High. All right, boom. I've never seen this school here. What school is this?
This is the problem. It's a, like, in my hometown in Lexington, there's a new high school now.
Oh, man.
High school that wasn't around when we came.
Yep.
So the program that he set up, like if it's a religious program, some of the programs be really small.
Okay.
And if it's a new one, if somebody comes to you and be like, you know, I'd like for your son to play for, you know, my school. They hand you a packet with a bunch of information. Unless you hand it to a lawyer, an attorney, they're not going to go through that whole packet. It's just like, okay, this is a facility.
I guess
okay,
that's true.
They got it. If you think about it, if you somebody hand you a packet on some stuff like that, how much of it are you actually reading?
Yeah, you ain't reading it.
Especially if it's like an overwhelming amount of paperwork.
Yeah.
Even if it's just information. By page 13, 14, 15, you're going to stop reading.
And at that point, to that guy's point, you wouldn't really research it. Because you would never
and
think.
They said they had a schedule. Oh, they did. They had a scheduler.
They did so hire that scheduler.
He looked sleazy, too. And he didn't get paid. They had a scheduler. That's what's crazy.
They Yes,
so
they hired that guy.
So has a reputation. It's like, oh, you should play this team, this team, this team. And then, thank you, who said it? Sade B. They hired a scheduler. And he was just like, because of the difficulty of the schedule, that's what made it so appealing. I was like, "Oh, you playing everybody? This is what's crazy. This is one reason. Y'all know how I feel about football. It not just this situation.
This
even
is high school, man.
Even in the professional level, it takes advantage of our people. It takes advantage of black people. Period. That's my beef with football. I don't care what level you in, unless you a quarterback, a coach, or an extreme well known like." You can be like a Ray Lewis where you ain't a quarterback, but you the team leader.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one or two of them on each team. Think about how many players you got. You got a quarterback and you got one or two other main people in the coach. It takes advantage of our people all day, every day. But the hell was the point I was making about the scheduler? He had the scheduler.
Yeah, the scheduler. He would. He's the reason they played IMG.
Yeah,
played and they were. It was so appealing to everybody because how hard their schedule was.
Oh yeah, so the schedule was really hard. The most difficult thing, the ridiculous thing about this is you have systems that will look past things anytime sports are involved because it's so much money in sports. It's so much money in sports. They don't give a
look here. The school, the team. That they played that was the top school, that is the top school, high school in Ohio. It's Ohio, right?
Yeah, Ohio State.
The IMG people. Or were they Texas?
To the Buckeyes, huh?
Or were they Texas? IMG.
IMG. I think they may have been Texas. Texas, Ohio, one of two. Anyway.
The top ranking school, high school, y'all. High school. Private investors bought this high school. For 1.52 or $1.25 billion because of the athletic program. How you buy a, how is a high school worth worth $1 billion?
Oh, Florida.
Dollars.
IMG's in Florida.
IMG's in Florida?
Yeah.
$1 billion, man.
Sade B got all the answers.
Thank you, Sade B.
We're gonna have you just come and give us
you
the
need
facts.
To be right here behind him making drinks.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like on a high school level like that, there's the fact that high schools are playing. Hell, they got elementary schools playing championships on ESPN now. The shit's not right. That's why I was all in favor. People think you go to college to get an education. As much money as these schools are making off these sports, these students definitely need to be getting paid. I don't give a damn what nobody say.
That's it. That's
these
it for
schools
me.
Schools are making way too much money.
Yeah. Yeah.
For these kids, it's called a student athlete. The student part should be first and foremost, but it's not.
Even
in college, trust me, I know dudes that play. Professors, all of them people will look past anything that they got going on for the sake of that goddamn game.
Yeah. You are. I think the money situation is great. Make as much money as possible, but the kids have to be getting paid from this, from these, from all of this.
Yeah.
If man, all of the jerseys. What's that dude? Reggie Bush. So while he was with his school, he was with winning the Heisman and all that money that these top athletes make in college, jersey sales, ticket sales, mm-hmm. and to at the end of the season, if they don't get drafted, if they don't go to the NFL, they end up just a regular person, a 9-to-5, but they done made this school $10 million out of their 4 years of playing.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. And then if you in high school, making millions of dollars, this could set families up.
Man.
Real estate, businesses. I mean,
look, I've seen players in certain sports, in certain schools at high school level, when it comes time to go to college, all of a sudden, the coach driving brand new vehicles.
Oh.
The student be laid. Like, the money be out there. It just ain't out there like it should be. But these schools, they willing to do whatever. Man, look. Mainly because football just takes advantage of our people, and our people don't even seem to care.
The thing about it is, it's enough for it to go around. $1 billion for one high school.
Yeah.
A high school student, what's $20,000 a year for this top athlete to be playing? What's that?
Here's the thing, because high school, which is crazy, it's all profit. You ain't got to pay nobody but the coach and teachers.
Yeah.
You ain't got the professional team. Granted, they pulling in more money. But if it's going on ESPN,
yeah,
run it. It's dirty. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, fam.
Watch, go if you haven't seen this documentary, go watch it. It's gonna blow your mind, man. I thought I seen a lot of just ignorance and just stupidity. This takes the cake. Also, this proves to me that
Dorian way back just got in here talking about, I love brown liquor. What's up from Louisville?
Oh, late.
It's all good.
See?
Go ahead, Goose. I'm sorry.
Ain't no good. This also shows us that anything is possible. I mean, these dumbasses out here making schools, making bank, doing just the dumbest stuff. You, me, we can make some things happen. Anything is possible, because these fools are.
You can do it the right way.
And you can do it the right way.
You can actually help people out.
This is crazy.
Let them go on, let them know where they can find you, Goose.
Where that school at?
I'm like, Ohio.
You can find me in Ohio looking for this dumb ass. Nah, you can find me on IG, G-double-O.
Something happened to that dude. They're going to be looking at us.
Sure enough. They're going to be like,
hey. Enough hate to go around.
You got enough technology. Y'all know where I'm at every moment of every day. Scanning my phone and on my ring, on my
man,
thermostat,
go ahead, man.
In my car. You can just find me.
G-double-O-L-Z-B-Y.
The government watching us.
On Instagram.
IG, man. All right, IG. G-double-O-L-Z-B-Y on IG. Building with Goose on YouTube. And Underreported, check my wife podcast out. On YouTube, Underreported, and you can stream it on any of the streaming platforms. Underreported, Melanie Gooseby. Yep.
Yeah, y'all love some Under, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I stay up on the hook.
Shut up, boy. Mm-hmm. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. I use less of it now that I'm going to trim my beard. Mm. You can go to manshit.com. That's manshyt.com. And if you're watching this, you can listen to it across all podcast streaming platforms. And if you're listening, you can also watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV. Let us tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? You got anything else? Let them know.
Nah. I appreciate everybody on the Ball Brothers Tour. And if you are available in Dallas, Phoenix, and New Orleans, you can email me to volunteer to sell merch. And you get to see the guys, meet and greet, and you get to see the show. Yeah, and you
what
get to see
the show.
What
about the following week? Do you know those cities? Because this is going up on Friday when everybody else will see it.
Ain't that.
You don't know those?
That done messed up because it's the last week.
Oh, well, that's all right. Watch it early, and if you're going to be there, just know you can walk up to Goose and volunteer.
Yeah, so this is for Patreon that's seeing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, fam.
Anything about that.
Let me think.
Dang.
We ain't got nothing else, dude.
Nope.
All right. RepTheMerch.com?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
That's why I ain't see
it. All right. Holler back at y'all. Y'all have a good one, fam.
10-4.